Blog Talk Radio.
Like to know, do you have your tax life together? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean when you say, do you have your tax life together? Well, I love that you are intrigued. And you know, what I love about this is we're going to grow together and we're going to go on a journey of discovery with our special in-studio expert and explore this very question. Do you have your tax life together? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. I often look so forward to Mondays because of being able to come to the airwaves and share with you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle personal and professional coach, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. You know, we have an all-star expert joining us in our virtual boardroom today, and I'm real excited about this individual that we'll be hearing from in just a few moments. America's number one tax and accounting strategist. Are you intrigued at who we have in the boardroom today? Well, you'll hear more about our special in-studio guest in just a moment. You have missed any of our past show installments, I have to tell you, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. That's what you, our global listening audience, tells us on a regular. You know, we encourage you, if you are not listening in and you're not able to do so live, our archive, our on-demand library, is filled with rich insights on various subjects that will equip and empower you on your journey to win. So if you have missed any of our past show installments, know that the archive is a great resource for you and available for your convenience at any time online. Simply click www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow Coach Adams to set up a framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio expert for about 40 minutes in today's programming. And this, of course, will be focused on our rich subject. And then, if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation. We welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. Ooh, we love it. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. We like to say, don't be shy, okay? Don't be scared. But before we jump into today's rich topic, we want you to take a moment and invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we know we can't do it without YOU, and so we want you to know that we thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we have Dr. Cosette M. White joining us in our virtual boardroom, and I have to tell you, she means business. Dr. Cosette will be sharing smart tax tips for entrepreneurs, and I want to share with you a little bit about who Dr. Cosette M. White is before we actually welcome Cosette into our virtual boardroom, because this lady is such a heavy hitter in the industry. Dr. Cosette M. White is an acclaimed 7-time best-selling author, nationally recognized business strategist, speaker, real estate investor, and philanthropist. Serving clients for over 20 years, Dr. White has been coined your financial physician as a result of her unparalleled ability to empower her clients to ditch debt and develop a plan to create the kind of wealth that leaves a secure financial legacy. We're going to actually talk about a number of the other areas of White's bio, but I want you to know that Dr. White is a resident of Money Matters expert for Fox Television. She's a recurring voice to millions making appearances in national media outlets, including Ebony, Black Enterprise, Forbes, Upscale, The Huffington Post, and countless newspapers across the nation. Dr. White is a 2-time Lifetime Achievement Awardee with President Barack Obama and President Joseph Biden. She is involved in her community and is a member of Alpha Kappa, is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Please forgive me, Dr. Cosette. Is a member of the National Association of Black Accountants and the National Black NBA Association. Come on, our global listening audience. Let's give a virtual boardroom welcome, a virtual round of applause for Dr. Cosette M. White. Dr. Cosette, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that introduction. I am just sitting on the other end going, is she talking about me? Is that me? But thank you so much. I am so elated.
You know, absolutely. We are talking about you. And, of course, there are other areas that we're going to get into. And I'm so excited about it. But, you know, I was thinking, and you and I had a brief conversation as well, that it's so important for our global listening audience because, without question, Dr. Cosette, you are clearly passionate about financial matters, taxes, and accounting strategies. I mean, no question about it. Your YouTube, your Instagram, everything has such a strong footprint around that. And you've been serving your clients for over 20 years. And, of course, as we just heard, you've been coined as the financial physician. You know, I would like to, if we can, go back in time. Let's do a little time capsule travel prior Go ahead.
I said that is actually going to be fun. So listen, guys and women, listen. So as we go back in time, and I'm going to tell you guys this. She said 20 years, but as she was sitting here, and I did it earlier today, it's actually been, are you guys ready? Are you ready for this? It's actually been 33 years since I have been in this game, you guys. So that's really a long time. That's three decades.
Wow.
That's three decades. Yes. So my journey, you all, it started back in college. So I'm only like 40, okay, no. But it started back in college, you all, and I took a class. And at the time of truly taking that class, which was an income tax class, I was literally working a full-time job and going to school. And at the time, I asked my grandmother if she would actually do my tax return. And she sat me down and said, honey, I need you to go upstairs, go get a pen and a paper, and we're going to sit down and do this tax return together. So at that time, you guys, it was, I think we were just tippy-toeing into the electronic filing, probably 2 years after I started. So go do the math and figure things out. But she sat me down and we manually did my tax return. And it was truly in that moment, you all, I just was excited because as a young 18-year-old, I got back a refund. And so in the moment, I thought, oh, my goodness, I could do this at college. So I went to the campus. I was at Cal State Long Beach, you all, went to school, told all my friends, and then one thing led to another. I ended up taking another course through H&R Block, and that's when I started my business. Now, I want you guys to know, I worked a 9-to-5. I worked in corporate America, and I stayed in corporate America for a very long time. But taxes at that point, to be honest with you, Coach Adams, was, to say, a hustle. It was something that I did on the side, you all, just as fun for play money, and that was it. And, you know, life happens, right? As they say, life happens. Life happened for me when I lost my job. And during that time when I lost my job, I realized that, hey, you're onto something. You're ahead of the game. I turned that hustle into a business, and I started truly working it as a business. And when I saw that it was paying off, you guys, I really decided, let me truly, truly work this. But, and then I said a but, my mindset was not quite there to leave corporate America. I was that person that was stuck on that 9-to-5, getting that check. I was very, very comfortable on not leaving the job because I had benefits. I had medical, dental. I had 401k. But I just wasn't wise enough to put it all together that you could leave that place and still do the same thing. And so I stayed there, you guys, for a while. And in the midst, I will say, life happened. And I had this conversation just briefly with Coach Adams that life happens, and life took me down a rocky road. But I knew that I wasn't that girl. I knew that I wasn't that woman that was going to stay down on that rocky road for too long because I had two small children, and I did not want, as a mom, in a negative light. So when I say I went down that road, when I lost my job, you guys, and this is a transparent moment for those of you who are listening, and I want you to listen very closely because to some this may hit home and to others it may not. But when I say it hit home, it's because when I lost that job, I ended up on welfare and I ended up very, very close to losing my home. I had to file for bankruptcy. But it was in that moment that I could not stay. I could not stay in the valley. So I had to crawl my way out of that rock that I was underneath. And all I can say is I started picking up books. I started reading. I started praying. And I started asking for a better life. I found another job, you all. I still had this tax business, but my mindset just wasn't there. Hear me when I say my mindset was not right there. And I got back on track. I got another job and was still hustling, running this business, and I finally got to a point where I was like, this business is the business. This is the business. I don't need to listen to anyone on the JOB. I can, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. And I matured. I matured mentally, you all, and I eventually left corporate America, and I have not looked back. And I built this organization that I run today successfully just the way that these Fortune 500 companies run. There's an HR department, there's a purchasing department, there's an accounting department. I ran it such that it allowed me to have the lifestyle that I have. And if you caught anything that I said, you all, it was the mindset. And it was the fact that I did not want to stay underneath that rock. And I wanted a better life for my children and to build that generational wealth and legacy.
So that's, wow, that's, Dr. Kozin. Yes.
That's some of the story. But 33 years, you guys, in the game, there's a lot to the story. So I want to teach you guys how to build that wealth, how to build that generational wealth, and just talk to you about some of the things that you need to implement. And we're going to have that conversation.
Most definitely. And I thank you for the time travel, taking us back, you know, where everything started. And I was so inspired by what you shared. Quick question for you, and I know we have some tax tips that we're going to share and give some great richness around that. But you spoke about mindset, and the coach in me is like, okay, wait, we got to dig into that just a little bit greater. What was the fork in the road shift that caused you to make that mind shift, and how did you do that? And the reason why I'm asking that, Dr. Kozin, if you don't mind sharing, because I know others are listening in and saying, ooh, I have some stinking thinking and I'm struggling with how do I get to the other side, and would love any insight that you have to share around that as well.
I think for me, well, first of all, money is energy. And if we allow ourselves to stay down in the valley instead of coming out when we're in a situation, then we will continue to be there. But for me, when I say mindset shift, it was picking up books, reading about 401ks, reading about savings, reading about different ways that I could really put money away and be creative and really start over. I did not come from a family that did not teach me about money. I just did not apply what it was. And so I picked up bad habits along the way, and I had to undo some of those bad habits. I also, and this is really, really key, everybody, like, I had to stop hanging around broke friends because the conversation was different when I was hanging around friends that had money versus friends that were broke. And I'm serious. It's like we are just like the five people that we hang around with. So if I'm hanging around broke friends, my conversation is always about, I'm broke, I can't do this. But if I'm hanging around individuals that are talking about investing, talking about stocks, talking about real estate, talking about different ways to come be creative with making money and making money work, then there's two different circles, you all. So I had to move over to the circle that was more beneficial for me, where I wanted to land, where I wanted to go. And that's the start when we think about mindset. And we just have to really shift what we're saying, how we feel, how we appreciate money, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Money can do a lot of good for us, and it can do a lot of bad for us, but we got to just appreciate it and allow it to work for us, but we got to want it to work for us. So that was really it, picking up books and changing my circle of friends. And when I say picking up books, I was picking up books, ordering them. Well, back in the day, it was go to the bookstore and buy a book and read the book.
And you know, right now, right here, Dr. Cosette, this is a great, and I'm doing the shameless plug for you, but I need you to tell me the the six titles. Tell us about the different books that you have written and how one could make that connection with getting the insight that you have compiled in your various books and the topics.
Absolutely. Great, great segue. So listen, the first one that I want you guys, as we're talking about getting our money together, is the ABCs. Well, let me back up. There's one on credit, how to build your credit, how to get your FICO score up. That's number one. If your credit is all over the place, it's not where you would like to see it, grab that book. The next one is the ABCs of starting a business. It goes through everything you need from deciding on which type of entity all the way into the taxes, not any strategy, but just taxes. And then if you're specific on starting a limited liability corporation, there's a book out there on how to start an LLC. Okay, so those are three books right there. I have books on tax strategies for small businesses. In that particular book, we're talking about everything you need to know from record keeping, cash flow, tax planning, S corporation benefits, reasonable compensation, how to hire your kids, how to manage an audit. And then the most recent book is Beyond Numbers, and that is empowering all of our business owners through tax planning, okay? Cost segregation if you have rental property. Again, how to manage an audit. What to do with tax strategy, tax planning. And then for our families, I made sure our youth, there's two books out that I just released in November, the ABCs of Financial Literacy, as well as Cozy's Coin Counting Adventures. And we have our coloring books for our children on positive affirmation as well as STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. It is so important that as a community, we allow our children to see images of positive men and women doing great things in different careers, whether it's a firefighter, whether it's an engineer, whether it's a cosmetologist, whatever it is, to see them in a different light than what we see on the television and in the streets and in, at school. So those are some of the books, you all.
I love it, Dr. Cosette. Where would one get any of the books that were mentioned?
They can head directly over to Amazon.com. All they need to do in the search engine is put in Dr. Cosette and White, and all of the books will pop up. There's some that I didn't even mention, you all, but all of the books that I have authored are on Amazon.com.
Loving it. I told everyone we have an all-star expert in the virtual boardroom with us today. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Dr. Cosette, if you would share with us, because you touched on it briefly, I know that you are truly an advocate for financial literacy, and you do some phenomenal work in that area as a philanthropist. Will you share a little bit more around your work that you do in financial literacy?
Absolutely. So right now I am going into the schools, grades K through 12, and I'm teaching our youth all about financial literacy. That is, you know, our savings, our earnings, how to grocery shop, how to go into the bank and make deposits, withdrawals. What does a check look like? You guys will be surprised that our youth are not knowledgeable about a check, a debit card. I talk about credit, and I usually, on the credit side, I usually give examples of credit and compare their grades. You know, right now it's a 4-3-2-1 as far as the grade score. You know, we have credit scores, 800, 700, 600, 400, 500. So I tell them or teach them about credit, teach them about debt, teach them about stocks, bonds, you name it. I get into the schools and I teach it. It is really important, especially when we have conversations with our youth about financial literacy and about savings, to really start young. I deal with a lot of adults, you all, especially right now during tax season, and you will be amazed at some of the conversations that I have. And our adults typically say, I wish someone had taught me that when I was young. And so I felt it was my responsibility to make sure that I got back into the schools, into our grade schools, and the youth. Teach them young because they are really, really influenced by their environment, and some of our children are in not some of the best environments, and so the conversations that I have with are sometimes off the chain, you guys, but I do. I get in, and I try to instill in them, and my thing is, even if I just change the mindset of one child, I know that I have done what I was called to do, okay? Just one child, and my thing is, if someone walks up to me when they're in their 20s and say, I remember you came to my class and X, Y, and Z, then I know that I have fulfilled my obligation, my job, what God has called me to do.
Well, I want to honor you, Dr. Cosette, because I know through Infinity Wealth Circles, which was featured in Black Enterprise Magazine, that your primary focus is K through 12th grade, and I love that. Now, I want us to get into some tax strategies, some smart tax strategies. How about that? Because truly, you mean business, and I love it. What insight do you have to give us today? It's tax season, that we would be smarter when it comes to our taxes and some key strategies that you would like to deposit today.
Absolutely. So the first thing I want us to all do, especially for our business owners, and I don't know who's on the call, but I'm going to speak to everyone. But to our business owners, I want for us to make sure we are at the end of the first quarter. Let's make sure we are taking financial accountability for our business. What do I mean by that? Number one, I want us to stop commingling our personal funds with our business funds. We hear it. We hear it time and time again, but I don't think that everyone truly understands the concept. When we say the word commingling, that's mixing our money together. Over here is our personal in one hand, and then the other hand is our business. We cannot commingle the two. We cannot go out to dinner and pay for dinner with our personal card, but expect to write it off as a business expense. On the flip side, we cannot use our business debit card to go grocery shopping, because it is not a business expense. If you can somehow show me a reason or a way that it is, great. But most of the time I find we're commingling. So that's number one, making sure that we manage our money, make sure that we are using a system, QuickBooks or something simple to track our income and our expenses, versus the gentleman that called me today and said he has to go back through all of his bank statements and capture all of the expenditures. Let's get a little smarter and wise. Why? Because that will allow you to plan. That will allow you to put some strategies together. What I do know also is that we have a lot of S corporations out there. During pandemic, social media told everybody to set themselves up as an S corporation. That's great. But if you are an S corporation, you should, number one, be paying yourself a salary, okay, a reasonable salary. Also, if you are an S corporation, most of you are not taking advantage of all of the strategies that are available to you. There's retirement plans that you can put yourselves on, solo 401k plans that you can set yourself up on. You can hire your children to work in your business and they won't have to file taxes, but you can write that off as a business expense. If you've heard of the Augusta Rule, if you are an S corporation, the Augusta Rule says as a business owner, if you have a brick and mortar, you can rent your primary home out. You can rent your home out for 14 days to hold business meetings in there. Guess what? The corporation pays you to hold your business meetings at your home 14 times a year. The business writes it off as a business expense, and guess what? It's reducing the liability for the business, and guess what? You don't have to report it as income. The company pays you. You can pocket that money. The business gets to write it off. I just mentioned a 401k. If you set yourself up as a solo 401k, solo means you have no employees, by the way, you all. But just go with me for a second. You're the employer. You did the match. You contributed to your 401k plan. Your company matched. Your company is you. You're writing that off. You're reducing your tax liability. And you're putting away for retirement. So when we say plan, when we say strategy, these are some of the things that we mean. Those are just some tips for my business, my individuals. My everyday taxpayer, what do I want you guys to do? If you owed Uncle Sam, I need for you to change your W-4. That's critical, you guys. Let's do it, please. Change your W-4. I know that we are all facing higher prices. The economy is not where we want. We're in a year where we're about to vote, and things are not where we would like to see them. Interest rates are up. For you guys to change your W-4s, because at the end of the year, what happens is during this time, you end up owing Uncle Sam, and it's not a happy conversation to say, Coach Adams, I got this bad news. So I want us to be responsible, and let's figure out a better way by having a conversation with your tax person to say, how can we make this happen so that I'm bringing home more but not giving it all to Uncle Sam. Maybe there's a way where you can break even. Okay? But
I love that you said, I apologize, Dr. Cosette. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to interject with you that I love the insight that you have given so far. When it comes to mixing money, I know there's been moments when I wasn't as diligent, and I said, ouch, she just drove in my driveway. And I've gotten the call as an individual to say, sorry, Shania Adams, you owe. And it's like, ouch. So I've gotten two ouches as you were speaking. So I love the insight that you have shared so far. And I know that you have some greater richness that you're going to deposit. You know, if a person, and I wanted us to maybe dig in just a hair deeper around when you said change your W-2, can you give a little bit more insight on what do you mean for that individual when you say change your W-2?
Absolutely. So changing, it's your W-4, but changing your W-4, you all, a lot of times what we see is taxpayers, and I'm going to say taxpayers, go to their employer, and they want to bring home the maximum amount of money versus paying money to the federal and the state. We call it withholding. You may change it. Some of you may be, you know, you might not want to tell me, but you may go into HR and say, I want this to go to exempt, or I want single or married and nine. That means that the IRS or your employer, shall I say, is not withholding enough money so that at the end of the year when it comes time to pay or do your taxes, you end up owing because you did not have enough in federal withholdings withheld throughout the year. I also want you guys to know this because I often get it. The W-4 can be a little tricky because we say change it to single and zero, yet your filing status when you really do your tax return may be married. That's okay. The single and zero means that we want the employer to take out as much as possible so that it reduces what you owe or either what you get back on the back end when you do your return. What I need everybody to hear me clearly on this is when you continue to owe the IRS year over year over year and they see on their side, the Internal Revenue side, that Mrs. Smith continuously owes, Mr. Bob Smith continuously owes, they will send what we call a zero lockout letter to your employer that says this employee can no longer go exempt. This employee can no longer go married and nine. Why? We want them to go single and zero because we want them to stop owing us money. We want them to stop owing us money. So if it continues, your job will get a letter on your behalf from the IRS that says, here, so Zed needs to go at single and zero. There's no way we want her to get all her money, and we're not getting ours.
I love
so hopefully
it.
And you guys. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I love it, and thank you for correcting me because that's why you are the expert. I said W-2, and you were talking about W-4. See, my mind is not in the W-2 or the W-4.
That's okay.
But what were you about to say, Dr. Cosette?
I don't know, but just know W-4 is withholding and the W-2 is the report that we get every single year at tax time that gives us the total wages that we earn per employer, okay?
I love it, and I love that you spoke about for those that have an S-Corp, the solo 401k. This is the first time that I'm hearing about that, and I'm happy to say I'm illiterate in this regard. I did not know about the solo 401k, and I know that there are some business professional entities that are listening in. Do you mind digging in a little bit more on how one would go about setting up the solo 401k and the benefits of that?
Absolutely. So a solo 401k, if it's just you in the company and you only have payroll for you, then you can definitely set yourself up. If you're on payroll or even if you are not on payroll, you can still set up a 401k and contribute to it before December 31st. So keep in mind, if you are under the age of 50, then you can contribute that, I think it's $26,000. Don't quote me, you guys. $26,400. And then if you decide as the employer to do the match, you can match up to the limit. So whatever the limit is for the calendar year, you match a portion to your retirement, whatever the company, which is you, you're the employer, you're the company, you're the, so if you match 3% from the company, that 3% will be written off on the tax return as a deduction, as an expense, okay? But let's think about it. That money is going into your 401k, right? So why not contribute to a 401k and reduce the tax liability for the organization and put money away free tax in a 401k plan for you? One thing that I do know is that many people that are self-employed don't factor in retirement money. And so if you have that ability to do so, do it now before you reach your 50s. They say at around 56, people start thinking about retirement that haven't saved correctly up until that point. But just do it. Just do it. In the long run, you'll benefit, the company will benefit, your taxes will benefit, everybody benefits.
I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You can go through Vanguard. You can go through Edward Jones. If you call me, I have a great referral, or you guys can reach out to me. I have a great referral that I send all my clients through for the SEP and the 401k, and she sets them up, and it's easy. And just imagine if you're on payroll, just as if you were working for a regular corporation, they take it out. You could take it out of your payroll. You can do the employer match, et cetera. If you do not have payroll and you still want it, you can still set this up and do a one-time contribution or a quarterly contribution, and the employer can still match.
Loving it, loving it, loving it. And Dr. Cosette, how would, if someone wants to reach out to you privately, how would they do that?
I would say you all can email me. My email address is Cosette@myfinancialhome.com, Cosette@myfinancialhome.com, or you guys can text the word Motivational Mondays, Motivational Mondays, to 805-832-0104, and then I'll know, you know, that's how we connect it through Motivational Mondays. And you can just put the message in there that is the business cell phone, and we can take it from there.
Excellent. And if you'll give them the correct spelling of your name, I, of course, know how to spell it, but I want to honor you by allowing you to share it with them. They may be saying, how do you spell it? Two Z's, one, two, you know, all that.
Yes, I get it all. So that is a great question. It is C as in cat, O, Z as in zebra, E-T-T-E. So Cosette@myfinancialhome.com.
So much, Dr. Cosette. You know, I want us to get into additional rich, oh, and this has been so rich, and again, thank you so much. I want us to get into more smart tax strategies in just a moment, but I thought this would be a great opportunity to open the lines. Maybe we have a question or a comment from our global listening audience. So for those of you that are listening in, we welcome you into the conversation. This is the time when we open our program up for you to share a question or a comment and get involved. So press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to physically dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open, and we welcome your interaction. Cosette, any insight that you would give for an individual that may have an LLC? We talked about the S-Corp and the individual themselves, but what about an LLC?
Absolutely. And so before we get into the LLC, real quick, the S-Corp returns, you all, in case you do not know, those are due this Friday, March 15th. So March 15th is the deadline for our S-Corp and our partnerships. If you are an LLC, then, of course, those are due April 15th. So one thing that I do want to kick off with our LLCs that I find is a misconception is that some business owners believe that an LLC has a separate tax return, and that is not true. If you are an LLC, then what that means is that we're filing our tax return underneath our individual return. There is a form in there called Schedule C that we will use, And so it goes right with our regular, with our, not regular, but with our individual tax return. So for LLC thing, I need for you guys to just make sure you're maintaining great records. Make sure that you capture all of your meals. Make sure that you capture your automobile expenditures, things such as your tire changes, your oil changes, your windshield wipers, any repairs and maintenance. The DMV or whatever state you reside in, your registration that you pay to have your vehicle. If you purchase a brand new vehicle, you want to make sure that you present the sales ticket because we want to make sure that we capture the total cost and we want to make sure that we depreciate the vehicle correctly. You want to make sure that you pick up your things such as your cell phone. Those of you that work from home and you don't have a brick and mortar, we want to make sure that we capture those expenses correctly. We can use our home. The Internal Revenue Service says that the area that we use at home must be used exclusively for business. It's not like we can have a corner in the bedroom or a table in the kitchen that has the computer and that's where we're using it. It says an area that is used exclusively for business. That in mind, when you're talking with your tax professional, but make sure you're capturing all of your expenditures, you guys. The electricity, the gas bill, the cable bill, the water bill, if you have a house cleaner, all of the bills that you pay on a monthly basis to maintain your home or the apartment in which you reside. We want to make sure that we're capturing every single bill. We need the total square footage of the entire place that you live in and the square footage in which you actually work. You know, I have one room here in the home that's dedicated to my office. So we pick up the square footage here. We also pick up the square footage where our file cabinets are in the garage and other areas in the home in which we may have some things. But this is how we maximize our dollars. We got to figure out every little square footage in this house. But make sure things that get audited, things that get audited by the IRS, you all, are our depreciation, our miles, meaning we say we drove 10,000 miles and all of those 10,000 miles were for the business. They were not, you guys. Let's be honest about it. The IRS, I like to say that the IRS, they're just like everyday people, you and I. They just have a job and they're doing their job. They're looking at what the black and white, what it says and what it doesn't say. And so they know when something doesn't look right. So we can't really try to fool them. But don't the mileage, people get in trouble or they get audited. I don't want to say they get in trouble, but they get audited for mileage. They get audited for meals, entertainment. And what I see also is I'm going to say a lot of just miscellaneous stuff. That's what I'm going to leave it like that, a lot of miscellaneous. But what I want you guys to know is whomever you're going to, just make sure that it looks right and it sounds right. The story got to sound right. You can't have some categories and other expenses this year and then you put them over in another category. It just doesn't, the story doesn't read right. And it just looks odd to the Internal Revenue Service. And I usually see that in taxpayers who are hopping around from tax professional to tax professional. Guys, show some loyalty. We show loyalty, but show loyalty, seriously. And build that relationship with your tax professional, and then he or she will be able to help you along the way. But when we start jumping around from tax professional to tax professional, it doesn't do you any good because they don't know the true story of your financial history. What has happened? What happened 2 years ago that we need to factor in this year? Okay? One thing I want to
love it.
Mm-hmm. One thing I do want to touch on before I forget, for all of us that are business owners, We have a requirement now called a BOI reporting, filing requirement. And by the top of next year, January next year, we must file this report stating that we are the beneficial owner of our business. If we don't file this report, there is a stiff penalty, and this is no joke. The penalty is $500 per day up to $10,000. So if someone has five businesses, that means they have to file that BOI report. If they're delinquent, five businesses at $500 a day with a max of $10,000, who has that kind of money to waste? None of us. So make sure to all of you that are on this call tonight, that are listening to us tonight, make sure you ask your professional about BOI reporting. If you need help, I gave you guys my information. Feel free, reach out to me. I'm more than happy to get you in compliance so that you aren't hit with these fines. Any business owner, if you're registered with the Secretary of State, you know they have our information, EIN number. You know the IRS has your information. If you are a sole proprietor and you filed a tax return in the past, you want to make sure that you complete or you work with a professional that can assist you in getting this BOI filing requirements completed. No one has money to give away to anybody. Nobody.
I love it, Dr. Cosette. We do have a caller, and I love the richness. Again, you're dropping some wonderful gems to us today. And I love the insight that you said, bottom line, make it make sense. Make the story make sense. So we do have a caller. I'm going to welcome our caller in. Area code 310. 310-8171. You are live on Motivation Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Oh, Mama, I made it. I'm on with Coach Adams and Dr. Cosette. It's so good to hear from you. I'm telling you right now. One of the things is I appreciate you both. And in this, Doctor, it's Cosette, right? Am I saying your name right, Cosette? Dr. Cosette. Fan, I'm going to stick with her names. Wanted to make sure. Wanted to thank you so much because this is exactly what I've been dealing with for the last week. Is about taxes and with business, and I want to make sure that I reach out to you, and I need your number again to text Motivational Monday to, you said 805-832, what was the last four?
0104.
Okay, 0104. I'll make sure that I text you about that, and then you mentioned about stop, I'm going to call it this, stop, what'd you say, tax jumping? Tax proprietor jumping, professional jumping.
From professional to professional, yes.
Right. Now you're making me feel like that's how you got to be with the barber and your beautician. You can't be hopping around. I get it. I say, oh, Lord. But what happens if you look at things, you said, I wonder if one professional could do something better for me or give me more information. Because when I text you, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm coming in ignorant. I'm purposely coming in ignorant to not know much. And I would want to do that on purpose because I'm not a doctor in this area. I'm not the brilliant one in this. I'm ignorant, and I want to be ignorant. So if when I come to you, will you be able to help me if I want to bring taxes over to you? That's question one.
Yes, I'll be able to help you if you want to bring taxes over to me.
Okay.
I'm going to educate you.
Oh, good, good. Well, blessed be, because I surely need it. Like I said, I want to be ignorant, but I don't have to remain that way. So that's what I need. And I appreciate you talking about the BOI and all of that. I'm saying, my goodness gracious, there's things that I just did not know. And what the IRS would do if you continuously owe them money, they coming to say, hey, you need to go ahead and cut them off. And did you say they're going to sign, do this on my behalf? I didn't ask them to do that. They're going to do it anyway?
They'll do it anyway. You won't even know. Your employer would just call you in and say, you got some from the IRS? Here's the letter.
Well, my goodness gracious. Now, for me, I have an LLC, so I have my own business, but either way, and I'm looking at the time, I'm going to take every single person's on here's time. And I apologize, I guess, but they're not. So I'm going to get in touch with you. Thank you so very much, Coach Adams, for having the good doctor on. I appreciate that. And honestly, after hearing tonight, I was at first getting a little antsy, not knowing what to do. But by you coming on and Coach Adams, you having this time, I can see light at the end of the tunnel. So I have a path now I can go down. And I can say you guys have given me a big, whew, praise God. So thank you both.
You are very welcome.
Oh, you're very welcome, caller, and thank you. So appreciate your comments and your interacting and questions. So you can hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. And Dr. Cozen, I think that many are probably wondering, do you have space in your practice? Are you literally taking on new clients?
I am taking on new clients. I work with business owners preferably, but I do take on individual clients as well. And as I explained to the caller, I'm really, really big on educating. I didn't share this with you all, but I am a IRS continuing education provider. So I make sure that we're really, really doing things by the book to eliminate audits, to eliminate penalties, to eliminate fees. But I'm also making sure that I maximize that return and get us back the maximum amount that we possibly can legally and ethically.
I love that. And, wow, it is amazing. Dr. Cozen, I'm seeing the time. It is amazing how quickly time flies by. You have given such a great richness on this evening. And I would love to give you just a quick soundbite as we close out this evening on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Any final thoughts that you would like to share as we close out today's installment and He Means Business, Smart Tax Tips and Strategies?
I just want to leave the listeners with, if you have not gotten your documents together, make sure that you take some time this week, because we are within 30 days almost of taxes becoming due. If you don't have them ready for a tax professional and you know that you won't have them ready, let's plan on doing an extension. And what an extension does is it allows you to file a return. It gives you a 6-month automatic extension. You'll be able to get that return in October 15th. But what I want to stress to all of us is that it is not authorizing or extending us time to pay the Internal Revenue Service. If you have a tax liability, it is due April 15th, no matter what. If you do not pay it, then guess what happens? On April 15th, April 16th, penalties and interest will begin to accrue no matter what, even though you got the extension in. A lot of times individuals believe just because they filed the extension that it extends time to pay. It does not. So remember that. And just get the extension in, you guys, if you need one. 805-832-0104 is the number. You can text me. I'll get those extensions completed for you if you know that you just don't have time. If you all have back taxes, you need help with resolution. My biggest case that I won, the gentleman owed a little over $800,000. We got him down to $240,000. He since has paid it off, but resolution, negotiation, liens, all of those things, that is exactly what I do.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cozette. Wow, what a rich night here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio expert, Dr. Cozette M. White. Truly a rich time of sharing. Wow. If you have questions that you weren't able to ask, of course, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is always available. We can continue the conversation and continue to interact there. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. And again, thank you to our all-star in-studio guest, Dr. Cosette M. White.